إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. When you recite this in prayer, brothers and sisters, understand the meaning. And when you understand the meaning, implement that which is mentioned. When you say إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, do not worship other than Allah Ta'ala. Implement it. And then the next verse comes, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Guide us to the straight way. Guide us, O Allah Ta'ala, to the straight path. What path is that? What path is that? The next verse explains the path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. The path that you have favoured those. The path on whom you have favoured. And who are they? It's not mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Nisa. Translated, whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be with those, in the company of those who Allah has favoured. The prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And what an excellent company is this, as Allah says. This is the straight path. The path that the prophets were on, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. This is the path that you want to be on. The prophets were on what? La ilaha illallah. On tawheed. لَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاشْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent to every nation, to every single nation, a messenger to worship Allah and avoid association, ascribing partners to the Almighty Lord. This is the path that we want. So it's easy. It's not hard. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. If you look at it, you know, it's in a good frame of work. Our mind can sort of be focused on this path. And that's when the slave says after that, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. Not the path of those who have earned your anger, nor those who have went astray. See, there's two paths here. Two paths. The path of the righteous and the path of the evil. Those who have received the anger of Allah Ta'ala and those who have went astray. This is the path that we have to keep far away. Push it aside and grab the path. If you want to be with those people, you want to be in the highest of paradise, push that path away and grab this path as strong as you can by understanding the path they were on. And you can never ever implement this path if you do not know the path they were on. And the only way you'll know their path is by seeking knowledge and understanding that which they were on. Not by reciting, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Sleeping like a layman, doesn't know what he's saying. Ya Allah, just hurry up, ya Imam, عَجِّلْ شْوَيَّ عَجِّلْ. Come on, you're taking too long in prayer. Is this the path that we want? When you recite Al-Fatiha, recite it with reflection. Do not start snoring. Do not start thinking about food. Or what you're going to, who you're going to play next. Oh, I'm going to play this today, Liverpool. Or tomorrow I'm playing Warwick Farm. Oh, they beat us last week, we have to kill them this week. Brothers and sisters, implement this surah. Implement it. And do not be on the path of those who earned Allah's anger. The Jews and Christians, because Jews and Christians both, they're both misguided and they have both earned Allah's anger. However, in the verse, Al-Maghdubi alayhim refers to whom? To the Jews. While Ad-Dalin refers to the Christians. But the Christians likewise share this anger like the Jews. The reason why, and Allah knows best, that the Jews are specified here is because they knew the truth and they rejected the truth. And they deliberately came with falsehood. So the best description that befitted such evil people were the Jews. And inshallah, next week, very briefly, we're going to take, before we start our new surah, what caused the anger of Allah on them. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين